Hey guys, this week I got to sit down with one of the OGs at CrossFit Lacey Training Day, Amy King. I had such a blast interviewing her and we could not stop laughing the whole time. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode and let me know what you think. All right. Hey guys, I am sitting down with Amy King, one of the original CrossFit Lacey members. I'm really excited to sit down with her. She's perhaps one of my favorite humans on this planet. So it's pretty cool. I get to sit down for as long, ever long. Oh God, ever long. I get to talk to her and you guys get to know her. So let's kickstart it. Amy, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I would love to. But first, I would like to just take a moment and say congratulations on getting promoted yesterday, Anna. Anna is now a first lieutenant, you guys.
I'll edit that part out.
No, please don't. Really, congratulations. That's awesome. That is fantastic. So I am happy for you and glad that it was a beautiful day and you got to celebrate it with some people that you adore. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do you want to know about me? Like, do you want to know about me, like, personally? Do you want to know about me professionally? Do you want to know about CrossFit? Like, what?
I think that people want to know everything, but let's start with like a little bit of your background. Like, who is Amy King?
Let's see. Ooh, that's such a big question. I am a wife to Mark Naylor, that I frequently refer to as Stanley. and I adore him. I am a mom. I have a grown son. He is 27. He's married and has two babies. And so I'm a grandma, which is a lot of fun. New, like, you know, they're like 2 and 5 months. So I'm still figuring out grandma thing and whether I want to even be called a grandma or not. I would like a different name, kind of, but I can't think of one. So, and let's see. And then I have 3 stepdaughters. The youngest is 17 and she currently lives with us and she's delightful. And the other two are in the military. Well, their spouses are in the military and so they don't live nearby. And they're delightful as well. And let's see what else. I am a CrossFitter. I have been for a long time. I think that I kind of started CrossFit when nobody really knew about CrossFit.
Like 2007? Like OG?
Yeah.
OG?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. In fact, I think it might have, maybe it was 2008 or something like that. But there was one place you could do CrossFit in the city, probably in the county, honestly. And that was an interesting experience. I didn't do CrossFit there. We can get to that later.
Can't wait.
So I've been doing it for a long time and I love it. Professionally, I work for the Olympia Police Department and I just celebrated my 20-year anniversary there.
Holy so, crud. When can you retire? Why is that on my mind? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a boring discussion. Who cares when I can retire? I'm not ready to yet anyways. But I still have a few years left in me, a few good years.
Then a couple bad.
And then there'll be some bad and then I'm gonna go.
Have you always lived in Washington?
No, I grew up in Minnesota, in northern Minnesota.
You don't have an accent.
I've been here a long time, Anna. I can pull it out at any moment, but no, I don't really have one anymore. So I grew up in northern Minnesota and I landed in Washington because my ex-husband was in the Navy and he got stationed at Naval Air Station Whidbey. And so that's how I got to Washington. And then I got to Olympia because of work and getting hired at OPD. And I've been here ever since.
Were you a cop beforehand? Like, did you want to be a police officer?
I've only been a police officer in Olympia. Mm-hmm. That's a interesting story. I watched Silence of the Lambs, which folks of my generation will know what that movie is and others may not, because I understand it is a little bit on the older side now. And I wanted to be Clarice Starling, you know, of the FBI, Behavioral Science Unit. And then I figured out that actually the FBI is kind of more interested in people like who have accounting degrees uh-huh. and can do math, which is not me, because it's, you know, a national level law enforcement agency. And so then I realized that maybe the FBI was not really my path. I still wanted to be Clarice. And so I started out in college with the plan to get a degree in behavioral science. And my plan was to finish that and then decide whether to go to some kind of vocational hands-on type school. Or if I wasn't sick of books, then I was going to go on and get my master's. And somewhere in there, I was going to figure out what the heck I was going to do with the rest of my life. And then that's not really what happened. So I did start down that path and then got pregnant with my son. And there's a whole whole story there of life and how it oftentimes doesn't go the way we planned it. And so long story, lots of details, but the short version is I ended up finding that there was a law enforcement school very close to where I grew up. And so I went to law enforcement school. And then there was a lot of years. I went to paramedic school. Really? Then right after that, yes.
Really?
Yes. So I worked on an ambulance for a while. Mm-hmm. And then did some other stuff. Got married. And the military and police work don't really work out great together.
No.
Two really difficult schedules and employers that really demand a lot of your time. So I did some other stuff. And then when my ex-husband was almost ready to get out, I started applying for law enforcement jobs. And, well, we've already covered that.
Now you've been there 20 years.
And now I've been there 20 years.
Goodness. Wow. I've learned so much about you already. This is why I love doing these podcasts. Get to hang out with people I enjoy talking to. And I actually get to force them to hang out with me, which is the best part. You must sit down with me and talk with me. Wow, that is super rad. So you said that you started CrossFit almost right in the beginning, which is CrossFit's kind of like a Western. It started on the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So I guess it was probably a lot more popular over here than it was on the East Coast. So you said there's one here. What got you kickstarted?
So I had been going to another kind of specialty gym in town and really because I got a divorce and it just wasn't really comfortable to keep working out at the same place my ex-husband was working out. I was just looking for something else. And I had like heard the word CrossFit and the place that I was going, one of the coaches or instructors there hey, like there's this CrossFit thing, I want you to come in. Sorry, my phone keeps going off.
Okay.
I have this workout for you to try. And so myself and a couple of other people went and it kicked my ass. Like it was like, oh my gosh. And it was just all body weight mm-hmm. stuff. There was no barbells or anything like that. So that's like the first time I remember hearing the word CrossFit. And then when I left that gym and was looking, I thought, well, that CrossFit thing was kind of cool. And so I started Googling or trying to figure out, and there was one place on the west side. And so I went to kind of check it out. And the guy who was there I don't even remember his name, honestly. Because I don't want to speak poorly of anybody, but I really don't remember this guy's name. And so I went in and I was chatting with him a little bit, trying to figure out like, what's the schedule? What's the, just those kinds of things. Because I was working Graves at the time. And so part of it was like, will this actually even work in my schedule? Is this realistic? And so we're standing there talking and about 10 minutes or whatever. And, I'm like, I said, thanks. I'm going to take a look at my work schedule and see if this will work out. And he's like, oh yeah, I've met people like you before.
Wow.
And I was
right
like,
off the bat, huh?
And I like, what do you mean you've met people like me? And he was like, oh yeah, you come in, you take 10 minutes of my time and I'll never see you again. And I was like, does he know that he just said that in his outside voice? Like that was outside his head that he said those words. And so I said, well, actually, you don't know me at all. And I can guarantee you that if it works out, like if it worked out for me to come here, that you'd probably never get rid of me. And needless to say, I left, and he's right. He never did see me again, because that was really not the environment. And then poor Ronnie and Melissa, look at them. They got stuck and they can't get rid of me.
I don't think they want to get rid of you, to be fair. I think you're a pretty big staple part of the CrossFit community. So you said you were flabbergasted by this man using his inside voice outside.
Right.
And you, so then what happened? Did you just renounce CrossFit?
I started running.
Oh God.
I know, no. Right?
He drove you to running?
Well.
What an awful
I know.
Person.
He's a terrible person.
If anyone drives me to running, don't trust them.
Right. So, because that was really the only place. There wasn't like other options. I really just started running because I didn't know what else to do with myself. And there was some good that came out of that as well. And then eventually there was another CrossFit gym that opened, or box, I should say. God forbid, back in the day, you called it a gym.
Yeah, it's not a gym, it's a box.
And so it was pretty convenient to where I lived, and the scheduling, most importantly, was convenient. And so I showed up there, and that was really my first real introduction to actual CrossFit, I think. And I just kind of loved it from the word go.
Yeah.
It's very different too than how it is now in some ways, but
yeah. Can you speak a little bit to that OG mentality that
So you, like, I walked in on day one and I did I don't remember what the WOD was specifically, but I know that in very short order I was jumping 24-inch boxes and lifting, you know, I don't know, 200-pound deadlifts or something. Like,
how on your first day?
Well, I mean, it might have been the first week. There was no, there was the idea of scaling just did not exist. Like, nobody scaled anything. It was just Mach 80 from day one.
Yeah.
And there was no, there was just no scaling. There was no option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or suggestion that maybe that was too heavy.
You shouldn't do this. Get hurt. Yeah, that's interesting. I think that's a huge part of like the CrossFit movement now. I remember when I first joined, it was even 5 years ago, and it was still that mentality a little bit, like, oh, if your hands rip and you didn't pee yourself, you're not going that hard, you know, like, what's wrong with you? You didn't do all these, you didn't check all these boxes. There's not a sweat angel around you.
Right.
I mean, CrossFit's their mascot was like Pukey, I think his name was.
Yes.
So it was like this clown, and his name was Pukey, and it was honestly disturbing. I remember like getting into CrossFit and kind of catching the last winds of that, and I was like, that is just a really weird mascot to rep. Like, number one, a clown. Number two, its name is Pukey.
Right.
Two things I don't like, puking or clowns. So very interesting. And now I think we're getting into such a cool evolution of CrossFit. I think Coach Glassman wanted to have all the time. He's always wanted to have like health and wellness first. It's just, I think it got kickstarted with the military and took off.
Mm-hmm.
However, now we're in this age of, there shouldn't be RX anymore. And scaling is not really a thing. It's just your ability. Like, these are modifications to a movement.
Yep.
Which is what I like to use. I don't even like to use scaling anymore. I like to say modifications. Just,
I like that.
Because you are going to get just as tough of a workout. And Ronnie and Mo make up these workouts.
Mm-hmm.
That they are just making up a idea. And then you base it off your abilities. And you just, as long as you get a kick-ass workout, that's really the point of it all now, I think.
Well, even when it was back in the day and things were not like they are now and terrible in some ways, one of the things I've always loved and appreciated about CrossFit is it does not matter who you are and it does not matter your level or your skill ability. Like, there is a place for you and there is a modification. There is always a modification up or down of any movement that you can think of. And so, and you know, everybody is getting a great workout that really rests in my lap, right? That ends up, it doesn't matter what Ronnie has come up with for us to do that day. Whether or not it's a great workout is dependent on me.
Yeah.
He's written a great workout, but what I get out of it is what I bring to it. And that's so, true. And that has absolutely everything to do with modifying when something needs to be modified. Yeah,
that's true. I've walked in some workouts and on my like I'd be sick and I just want to move, you know,
yeah.
just like breathe. So I'll just use the bar some days and I'll still like feel like I got my butt kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes even more so. I used to have to be in that mentality where I have to RX the workout. I have to do exactly mm-hmm. what it's written on the board. Mm-hmm. And the stimulus of the workout was maybe a 5-minute workout and it would take me like 15.
Right.
So I've lost all.
Right.
But not all. I've lost the intent of the workout and
right.
that's not. So that's something I've learned to swallow my pride because it doesn't matter. Because like I said, it's someone made this up. As long as I'm still getting the stimulus of the workout, the intention of the workout,
yep.
I feel like I've accomplished something.
Yes. I agree.
So off my rant, my tangent. So you started that box and then where did CrossFit Lacey come in? How'd that happen?
So, that was a great box for me, the first one that I started at. And then as they continued to evolve, schedules changed, my schedule changed. And it, in that instance, as I'm thinking back, it really was my work schedule, which in police work sometimes is unpredictable. And so I just had to stop because I just couldn't. I was there for quite a while, but schedule-wise, I just couldn't make it work. And then there was a little tiny box on then in like Tumwater that opened up, and that was a better fit schedule-wise for me. So I went over there, and as that kind of continued to grow, that's where I first met Ronnie and Mo, and Carrie Ann and Randy.
I know.
I love them all. And so, and I got my level one and I coached there for a while. And I don't think I'm a really good coach though, so I stopped that. And then again, like, I mean, the intention here on my part, all of you audience listeners, is not to be disparaging towards anyone. That's not really the kind of person I am, but I also am pretty direct and we'll just say it like it is. And so it was a little bit of a shit show. it just came eventually to a point where, you know, at the end of the day, in some ways, like, yes, I want a great workout. And I don't know that was always happening for a variety of reasons. I'm at the end of the day, I'm still a customer, you know, and I was a customer and I just ultimately was not a super satisfied customer. And so, it was just time to move on. And so I went back to running.
Stop.
I know. Oh, God. I know. And then, eventually, Ronnie and Melissa, I remember getting an invite to come and work out in the park. And so
wow, you're an OG.
Oh yes. And so I would ride my bicycle down to the park and then we'd do some crazy stuff in the park. Like my favorite memory is we like firemen carried each other for part of the workout one day. For real. Like Ronnie was like, so this is what we're gonna do next.
You're like, okay.
Really? We're really going to pick each other up? Okay. And we did, and it was fine, and it was fun, and it makes me laugh now. And then eventually they opened, you know, CrossFit Training Day, Lacey, yeah, whatever the name of our box
CrossFit,
is.
CrossFit Lacey Training Day.
There we go.
So many words.
There's a lot of words. And so... Yeah, I mean, of course I was going to go there, and I've been there ever since.
Wow, you were like the park original, because I didn't even know they started in a park.
They started in a park.
And that when the last podcast I did was with them, and they were talking about like a park and stuff. And I was like, wait a second. What? Park.
Yeah.
What are you doing out
and
there?
And we had a good group that would show up. It wasn't like it was just two or three people. Like, It was a significant number of people would show up, and we would, you know, do our warm up and run around the park, and then we would do whatever workout with whatever little equipment Ronnie could scrounge together somewhere.
That's just
or probably crazy. It was Melissa scrounging it together, but
yeah, Ronnie was just the muscle. Wow, that is awesome. That I thought it was just completely like just rad that they started in a park. That's I did very cool. One park CrossFit workout with my like best friend back in the day, and people just like look at me, and I did not like that. But so many people were interested. Like a lot of people like seeing people doing fitness. And like, oh, everyone can do it, which is really cool. That's kind of how CrossFit started. It was getting the public interested. A lot of CrossFit gyms had park workouts, which is really cool. Yeah. So you've stayed since the beginning. Why?
Yes.
Why have you stayed so long?
Well, if you've been there, you wouldn't be asking that question now, which I know you've been there. Everybody that is a part of CrossFit Lacey, like, knows the answer. It is a great community. It's not a perfect community, but it is just a super, in my opinion, welcoming and comfortable place. And it's the hour of my day that I don't have to be a police officer. I don't have to be any of the other hats. I don't have to think in those terms. Like, I can really just, I know this sounds like woo-woo and whatnot, but like just really present. It's just me and the clock or the bar or whatever is going on that day. And the whole hour is just about me doing something for me. It's just been a great space and a great group of people. And, you know, being in the beginning, I knew every single person.
Yeah.
And knew everything, not everything about all of them, but I knew a lot. But, you know, like, we all knew each other. And obviously it has grown. I'm so glad that it has grown. And last Christmas party was in my barn, and the reality was that there was more people there that I didn't know than I did, but that's wonderful because, you know, that just speaks to the growth and that there's a lot of people who feel the same way I do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I have no intention of leaving. I don't know what will eventually cause that to happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, maybe nothing.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I have no intention.
I'm pushing buttons. I get it. Yeah, CrossFit is this gym is particularly amazing. I really do enjoy it. I started in a really great box, so I had a standard that I felt like I couldn't let go. So when I moved out here, I mean, I only walked into CrossFit Lacey, and I was like, no, I don't think I need to go anywhere else.
Yeah.
This is it. So I haven't looked back. I don't regret it. I have heard great things about all the other boxes in the area. I've met people from them, and I care about people from other.
Sure.
They don't have it. They don't got it. Unfortunately. Hopefully they don't listen. I know you guys are great. But you ain't CrossFit Lacey.
Nope. You ain't. That you ain't.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't know if not many people knew that that was your barn at the holiday party. And I bet people will listen to this and be like,
yes,
that's who it was. They're just partying in a barn.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Awesome. That is so cool. That was awesome of you to open up your space and have people come in and just chill in a barn, which is, I danced, so you know I was drunk. Yeah. I danced hard.
I didn't notice that, but I did see you dancing. Yeah. Let's tell the people. Have you ever been to my barn and not been drunk?
Oh. I've seen your barn and been sober. I've been to your house for breakfast, and I looked out, and you said, "That's my barn." I said, "Oh, cool."
Yeah,
that's... Never was inside of it.
Yep. Okay, so the answer to the question, people, is no.
Well, it's a soft no. I saw it and I was sober. And I pass your house sometimes, and I see it. And I'm always sober, so I'm driving.
Of course.
So, in that sense, and I walk into it sober.
That,
no,
that,
wait.
Well,
no, wait.
No, actually.
I don't have a drinking problem, guys.
I don't, yeah.
I don't think I've ever. Yeah, no, that's true. Okay, so anytime, it's just like, you know, black without white. Can't have a drink in your hand, and you can't be in a barn and not have a drink in your hand. And I'm from Jersey, and I know that. Which is a shocker.
You have heard it here, folks. You have heard it here.
I lived in Georgia for 6 years. That's probably where I get the drink in the barn and the bonfires and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was – it was nice because we were – the year I joined CrossFit right at the beginning of the year – or the year prior, mm-hmm. right at the holiday party, right? Like mm-hmm. 2 weeks before. I remember talking to my roommate Liz, and we're like, should we go to the holiday party? Mm-hmm. We don't know any of these people. And I already really liked the community and was hoping mm-hmm. – I've always had intentions of coaching, so that was something I was hoping to do. So, like, I don't know if I should go to this holiday party because I can't be around people and have alcohol because I will get drunk. And I don't know if that's the first thing they need to know about me is how drunk I can get around people. I'm just like that. I love having a drink in my hand. I love socializing. Mm-hmm. Big fan. Mm-hmm. Big fan of social drinking. Mm-hmm. And I was like, maybe not. We don't really know anyone. So we didn't go. And it was in the Italian place, or the hub. And it was really fancy, so I was really looking forward to this past year to mm-hmm. get all dressed up. And then they're like, well, it's gonna be in a barn. And I was like, well, I'm from New Jersey and we'll dress up very in short outfits no matter what the weather is. So you underestimate me. But people are trying to tell me they're going to go in jeans and stuff. I'm like, no, number one, you don't know Amy, she's classy.
Well, I mean,
and number two, you don't know me.
People can wear whatever they want as long as they're wearing something.
Well.
Because I don't need to see no more naked bodies. No
more, oh, yeah. You are the police officer.
Yeah.
I forget that.
Let's not talk about that.
Gets ruined a little bit. I understand as a nurse.
Oh, you're. Yes.
I do understand.
Yeah. I don't need to see no more of that.
No more naked bodies.
No. So you wear what you want. Just wear something. We'll be good.
We'll be good. Yeah, that was super rad that you opened it up to the community. I always really appreciated that. Are you going to do it again this year?
If Melissa wants to do it again, I mean, it's really,
that's
not
true.
Up to
I guess
me.
It's not up to you.
No,
that is not up true. To me. Well, you're hearing it first, Melissa, when you listen to this or talking to you, listen up
and you can decide whatever you want because there's no obligation.
Yeah. I remember when I went to your house and I looked out and you're like, that's my barn. Like, mm-hmm. sorry, am I in Georgia? Clicked my heels 3 times and said, appeared back in Georgia, which is super cool. Yeah, I adore a lot of things about you, my friend. That was a cool little part that you opened up your house. So let's see. You kind of touched on this, and I really like what you said about, you know, like CrossFit is for everyone. I know that you've been battling some little bit of mm-hmm. injury type mm-hmm. things. Have you found it hard to modify movements, or how has it been doing CrossFit with an injury?
Well, I, in full transparency, have not been doing CrossFit with an injury. So I had a couple of surgeries,
yeah.
and it really just, like, you know, there are times that you just need to listen to your body yeah. and let yourself heal. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where I'm at. It's killing me right yeah. now because I'm missing it. I popped in a couple weeks ago before I was getting ready to have this last little surgery, and it was amazing. It was just
so happy.
It was so amazing. It was so beautiful, and I just oh my gosh, it was so good. But I have had other injuries like for many years, long before CrossFit. I did something to my back and blew a couple of discs mm-hmm. that have been bulging and whatever for many years. And that, in the days of CrossFit, when there was no modification and I was lifting a lot of heavy stuff off of the floor, my back did not care for that. And, you know, and it's a very interesting commentary, I guess, on pride and ego, which I had a lot of both as it related to CrossFit. And in hindsight, you know, silly me, but as you know better, you do yeah. better. And so they're finally, you know, this was kind of my cycle, and maybe other people can relate to this, in that you know, there was this, I'm going to push myself, push myself, push myself. And then inevitably, sometimes on the very first lift, I would feel my back go and I'd be on the floor of CrossFit and, you know, thinking, please just let me stretch this out. Let me stretch this out. Knowing really that it was, no, I was not, I was not going to be able to stretch that out. And then I'd be gone for 2 weeks because I couldn't move and I couldn't get in my car and I couldn't, you know, do the normal functioning of my life. And I repeated that cycle over and over because, well, my pride was just too big and I didn't want to have to say, I have to modify this today, or I have to put less weight on my bar today. And so I just would keep pushing and, but really almost constantly in pain and just, you know, on a wing and a prayer, hoping that today wouldn't be another day of going into CrossFit and, doing something I probably shouldn't have been doing. And that was nobody's fault, but my own. And long before CrossFit Lacey, some bad coaching, but, you know, I'm an adult and I made some bad decisions. So, eventually, it's been probably about 4 years or so ago now. I think there was a lot of change happening for me, or I was at the beginning of some things changing really personally for me. And, in the mix of all of that, finally thought, you know, like, why do I think that I need to deadlift 350 pounds? Like, why is it, you know, what is it? And really the answer was just so that I can say I can, you know, and it really just came back to my pride and my ego and wanting to, you know, throw out that number or a number that I thought was a big number, to try and impress people that I really didn't need to impress and probably wouldn't have been impressed by. And so I finally just checked myself and said, I'm just going to stop doing that. I'm going to stop, because I don't have an answer other than that it makes me feel good about myself, which is a weird thing. And that was honestly really one of the very best decisions CrossFit-wise that I made. And so I went really, really light for a very, very long time. And there at times would be some pressure, outside pressure to, you know, try for more. You can do more than that. You're really strong. And yeah, probably I could, but the price that I pay is just not worth it. And ultimately what I really want from CrossFit is to be able to play with those grandbabies for as long as I possibly can and play in the way that they want to play and not in the way that I'm only capable of because I stopped moving in a functional way 20 years ago and now I can't get myself up off the floor without assistance or something. And so I'll tell you, I mean, I think of it as an injury to some degree, but it, you know, it was just a chronic thing. But going back and starting from kind of ground zero, and I still, to this day, I know what my limits are in my mind. I know the numbers on the bar that I'm just simply not going to go over, and not because I can't, not because I don't have the physical strength, but because it's just not smart. Because I'd rather be at CrossFit every day for 2 weeks than only be there one day, and then have to be out for 2 weeks because I'm trying to recover and heal from something. And so for me, that has, I found a really happy, place. I'm getting a great workout. I'm still moving. I still feel strong. But I've really stopped chasing,
the big numbers,
or numbers for me. Like, it's just not something that is, and I'm not saying that shouldn't be a priority for other people or that that's a bad priority to have. Everybody's at a different place in their journey. I'm also not 20, you know, or 22. Really? I know. I mean, 26,
maybe.
Tops, right? and so, and you know, yes, age is just a number, but, we are all, incredibly unique and amazing human beings. And so there's a lot of things that make me different from other people, even though there's a lot of things that are the same. So I got to do what's good for me. And I love where I'm at with CrossFit right now.
That's truly important. I agree. I think that's awesome what you said, because that's something I've been learning it's a journey.
It is.
You don't even realize. But a lot of things, you know, I don't think CrossFit, I mean, obviously we have one of the lowest injury rates of all sports, because if, and only if you listen to your coaches, mm-hmm. you listen to your body, and you mm-hmm. don't do something stupid,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. usually, and that's some of those things are learned.
Yep.
The stupid part is learned through repetitions and realizing where your limits are and setting your left and right limits for yourself. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I used to do all the dumb stuff too and chase heavy weight, and I still kind of do sometimes. I still get in my head like I can do this, but sometimes it's not worth it because I'll feel like a twinge or something. Like, had I backed up, had I not been, you know, so thick-skulled, things might have turned out a little differently. And I like that you know, with this surgeries that you have been beginning, you know that it's time to sit out, even though it's not the easiest choice to make.
Yeah, and it wasn't like it was some major surgery. Mm-hmm. It's just, okay, well, yeah. It's just time to take, and it's not forever. That's yeah. the other thing too, is I think sometimes we get caught up in this, like, you know, just forgetting that life happens in seasons. There's different chapters. There's, you know, there are times where, you know, CrossFit would not, if I look back over the course of my life, if it had been a thing when I was in my 20s, I couldn't have done it then.
Yeah.
Like, you know, physically I could have done it, but the rest of my life wouldn't have allowed for that and where mm-hmm. I was in that season. And so, you know, this isn't forever, and I've yeah. been doing CrossFit a long time, and, you know, yeah, it'll be a little painful to come back the first couple weeks
oh,
or so. But that's okay.
Yeah.
Because my body will remember, mm-hmm. and pretty quickly it'll remember, and we'll just pick it back up. And yeah, 2 weeks in the big scheme of things, or I mean, I'm sorry, 2 months is what I've been out, or will be out by the time this is all said and done, in the big scheme of things. It's
not that long.
It's not
like
that
a second.
Long. Yeah.
A blink of the eye, really.
And really a blink of the eye. Yeah.
I think if people know you and have worked out with you, I can tell. When I work out with you, like, your quality of your movement is superb. And I think that's
Thanks.
In huge part, because I know I've come up to you and, like, you could do this RX. You could, or prescribed. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. you know, am I, like, I get that way sometimes. And I try to take a step back and meet people where they're at sometimes. And you've been like, well, I can. And then just turn away.
And I'm not going to.
I'm like, okay. I won't push that one.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is. And I still appreciate, though, you know, a coach saying that,
yeah.
And you know, or suggesting, because I still need coaching, and yeah. I still want coaching, and I still do want to be pushed at times. Like, I need to be pushed, you know? Yeah. But I just have to also remember, like, yeah, I've been doing this a minute,
yeah,
and I'm gonna listen to my body. And my goals are very different every day. Like, I do really try to set goals for myself in every workout. And sometimes those are really, you know, some people would maybe not even consider what I think of as a goal. Mm-hmm. But some days for me, it's like, I'm just gonna try to run a little bit faster. I'm a really slow runner, and anybody who's ever worked out with me knows that too. I'm just going to try to run a little faster, and that is still really slow, but I know if it's faster for me. Mm-hmm. And so maybe that's the place I'm going to push myself today, instead of with the amount of weight. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'm going to try and do something unbroken, or I try and set some kind of something in my mind,
yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
I love working out next to people like you, because because, you know, or whoever I'm working out, like, I appreciate being able to work out next to somebody else, because those people push me whether they know it or not.
Oh, I 100% agree. I will, whenever I work out, I always pick someone that I just mm-hmm. try and stay with. It doesn't matter what they're doing.
Yep.
No matter what the weight is on their bar, I just, that's my bunny, and I'm
yep.
trying, or
yep.
I'm the turtle trying to chase them. It doesn't matter if I get there or not. It's just fun for me to be with people. I can't even work out by myself anymore. I need like that. I need people.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't want to work out by myself.
Yeah, it's not too fun. But I really think that people should hear that CrossFit is, it should be for life. That is mm-hmm. That is its intention, should be for life, to help you live your best life.
Yeah.
You know, to help supplement you living your life. And that's exactly what your goals are. So as you evolve in CrossFit, then your goals should definitely change with that. You don't, like, at this point in my life, I like lifting heavy. Sometimes I'll go a little bit reckless. That's just where I am. But mm-hmm. I know at some point, if I want to maintain this longevity, that maybe I'll have to take a step back here and there just so that I can keep doing it every day. And that's okay. And that's just, it's supposed to evolve yeah. with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, life happens in seasons, and yeah. there may be a season you step back in, a season that you step back in mm-hmm. and go, you know what, I'm going to chase this particular dream or goal that I have right now in this season. And can we talk for just a minute about,
here's your tidbit. This is what you want to talk about. I knew we would get to one.
Yeah, like, I don't know if other people have this experience or not, but like, you know, and back in the day, and maybe still, I think it's a little less now, but like in the beginning, like people would talk about CrossFitters as though it was a cult, you know,
yeah.
and you've drank the Kool-Aid mm-hmm. and whatnot. And I understand where that came from and like why I get it. And I don't want to sound too corny or Kool-Aid-y in saying this, but here it goes. But not really, like, I think so often about how CrossFit has impacted so much of my life, not only in my ability to do the kinds of things that I want to do and live my best life, like you were just talking about, but also in just how it has mentally added fortitude to getting through things that are hard. Mm. Whether those are other physical things or it is just simply a project or a task that, or a conversation or whatever it is. This is a great one. So when we bought the barn, if you haven't been to the barn, you should. But anyways, when we bought it, it was like, it's 2,000 square feet. It's extremely tall. I don't know how tall it is, but it's very, very high.
Taller than us.
It's taller.
Which is hard.
It's definitely hard to be taller than Anna and I. Because we're like the tallest people.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I mean, there's the short people like Devin Green. Yeah. And then there's us, the tall people.
Tall hearts, I like to say.
But anyways, and so that thing, like the barn was full to the ceiling of loose hay.
Oh my God. It's okay. A tall barn, guys.
That is a
no
lot
joke.
Of loose hay. And there was one side that was like an episode of Hoarders. So, and the rest of it was loose hay. And it's such an old barn. It's like 100 and I don't even know how many years now old. And so back in the day when they were feeding the animals, they didn't have like machinery to bale the hay.
Oh,
so the hay just went up the little conveyor and plopped right down. And then the animals came in the sides and they ate the loose hay. So having loose hay made sense, right? Mm-hmm. Except that now we're in 2020 or 2016 or 15 when we bought this place. And loose hay is not cool anymore. It's out. And so we need to get it out. But there was no way, because of the way the barn was built, you couldn't move any equipment in there. So all this to say is there was a 4x4 window, there still is, in the barn. And all of that loose hay had to get pitchforked out that 4x4 window into 40-yard dumpsters. 3 40-yard dumpsters, I will have you know exactly. And so this is kind of what happened in our house. It took about 2 weeks for this to happen. Stanley and I would put our same clothes on every morning that were like standing up now in the laundry room because they were so gross and disgusting from being in the barn all day every day. And we would walk out and I would start crying about halfway on the way out. And then we would go and we would start pitchforking out that window. And I can't even say the many times. And like, I cried. I've cried through some wads as well. But I so often, almost probably every day when we would be doing that, I would think, I can do this. Like, this is just a wad. Mm-hmm. And all I have to do is think about this movement right now, right in front of me. Like, I don't have to worry about, you know, an hour from now or 2 hours from now, or like, I just need to be present in this moment. And this is just a chipper. It's just a big chipper. That's all.
Big hay chipper.
It's a big hay chipper. And so, yeah, I don't think I'm articulating it very well. But CrossFit just really has added a great group of friends, a great sense of community, so much camaraderie, so much confidence, and made me feel so many good things, and also has just, you know, seeped out into so many other parts of my life and pushed me to do things in so many areas that without CrossFit, I honestly don't know. I just don't know if I would have been brave enough without the experiences that CrossFit has given me.
I think that's a rather great point. I do. The thing that CrossFit has given me besides working out and having fun is that the community has just been the biggest part. And now it's a mental thing too. It's really mental. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've grown up working out, but I haven't grown up. Oh, I've grown up with great friends, but I haven't grown up with like this. It's just different. It's just different. It is. It's not comparable because I've grown up with
wonderful
people.
It's such an equalizer. Yeah. Right? Because when you walk in there, nobody, like, unless people now are going to know that I'm a police officer, but whatevs. But like, people don't, they just don't, you're just another athlete, and you are all, I hate to use the word suffering because I don't really see it as suffering, but like, you're all in this uncomfortable space together, and there's something really bonding about that that really brings people. And I think that's one of the really beautiful things of CrossFit, is it is really hard at times, and it really pushes people in the best kind of ways. And everybody is rooting for everybody. There's no politics. There's no, you know, parties. There's no, I'm on this wagon, I'm on this side, I'm on this, I'm on that. You're just, at least that's been my experience.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I've always looked. I know wherever I go, there's a CrossFit gym. Mm-hmm. And there's a community there for me to learn and love, because those are people I want to hang out with. A lot of CrossFitters, most of them, share the same mental toughness, the same caring, the same big heart that I look for and people I want to surround myself with. So it's really a cool thing. I mean, really, I know I'm going to edit it out that I got promoted yesterday, but three people.
Anna, you're not going to edit that out.
I'm not going to edit this out either. But, you know, I had, you know, Melissa, Devin Green, and Kimberly that just took their Tuesday and came and watched. You know, they didn't have to. And it was with my military friends, people that they've maybe met in passing, but they dropped their day and rearranged it and took time and came out. And I mean, what more can you ask, like, with people that will drop things to be there for you and in events, even though for me, it's, you know, it's just, it's an automatic promotion, but so it's not the craziest thing, but it was very awesome that they did that. So, I mean, I can't even, like, the people I've met are long lasting. I have friends from all the gyms I've gone to and, not that I've gone to many, but they still stay in contact.
Yeah.
And that is incredible, which is really cool. I think CrossFit, the Kool-Aid, I drank it a long time ago. I'll keep drinking it.
Absolutely.
I don't care. It's just been something wonderful. And I really appreciate, that's a big reason why I wanted to get you on the podcast, because you have such a good way, you have such a cool way of thinking and a good way of articulating it, which is great. And I knew people would like to hear this, which is cool.
We'll see.
And we will. But I know the outcome's going to be great. And but on that note, I don't know if you guys know this, but Amy's a very frequent podcaster. She's very high demand. I had this to fight the Olympia Lacey area for her attention and her time.
Don't lie to the people like that. You were doing so good, and now you're just telling them the fibs.
No, you said like a couple podcasts. I thought she'd only been on one. And I was like, oh, you've been on a podcast. You're a podcast extraordinaire type thing. She said, oh, I've been on a couple. Can you just tell us the, I mean, maybe someone will, I hope people will listen to this and want to hear maybe more of your thoughts because they are.
Well, I would, yeah. So cool. The one I've been on two others and maybe a third one coming up. So
this is five.
Well, this is going to be, this will be my third one. And then there actually maybe is a fourth one coming up. I don't know about that yet. But anyways, next week, if you're not listening to The Outsiders on KNXW or NPR, I'm not sure what the letters are. No, they're from Seattle, but I can't remember the numbers for the station or whatever. Anyways, Will James, who has the best name, let me just say that. He is the host of The Outsiders, which is talking about Olympia and specifically about the homeless situation in Olympia. So great podcast, and I will be on episode, I think it's 7. It comes out next Wednesday, the 11th. And so if you haven't listened to that series, I would encourage you to listen to it, not because I'm on it, really.
Just a positive byproduct.
But just because it really is a well done, in my opinion, podcast about the community that we all live in. So I would encourage that. The other one I was on was for WASPIC, which is the Washington Association of Police Chiefs and Sheriffs. And that one I don't think is on like iTunes. You have to go to their website and click the link or whatever. But, and that's been a while ago, so I don't remember what I said. I just know that just we entitled it. It was my coworker and I that did it. And I think we entitled it The Grace, the Truth, and the Blue Light Special. So.
Oh, well, it sounds amazing. I'm actually going to listen to it. With a title like that, come on.
So, anyways.
Yeah.
That's what we serve up every day at OPD is the grace, the truth, and the blue light special.
That is awesome. I'm really going to listen to it. That's great. Yeah, I wanted people to know that you are out there. You are famous in Washington or the Lacey community.
I think I'm going to start a business this year, too.
Oh,
but we'll save that. I think I'm going to start kind of. No, I don't want to say it. Forget it.
No, say it because then it has to. Then it's in the universe, which is always a great thing.
Yeah, that's true. This is me getting like, why am I saying this? Because I'm brave and because I'm putting things down in 2020, and it's okay to be brave, folks. So just do it. So I've done a little decorating on the side. And I've done a few jobs now. I just got hired for my current one a couple weeks ago. And so I'm in the process of that. And every year at the beginning of the year, I think of my new goals and dreams for that year and then beyond. And so this year, one of my goals is to be brave and tell people that I enjoy doing that and I might like to do it some more. Wow. So
if you guys don't know, part of the front.
So CrossFit Stanley built the shelf and I kind of designed it and he built it. And then the little table in the middle, he built that as well. And he's amazing.
Put up the CrossFit coaches board.
We could do a whole podcast on how amazing Stanley is. I know he's going to listen to this, so.
He's going to. You're hyping him up, hyping your man up.
he's a good guy.
Awesome guy. I love both of you very dearly. And, so if you guys have checked out the front part, that is Amy, which is still a little bit unfinished. I think there's still some things in.
Yeah, I'm not in charge of that.
No, yeah, not anymore. No. But you are in charge of your new business venture, which is.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to dip my toe in the water and see how the temperature is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. That is awesome. I'm so excited. Now you're putting it out there. It's going to happen. And you got all of CrossFit Lacey or whoever listens to this podcast rooting for you. And whoever else you tell about CrossFit.
Yeah.
But, that's fabulous.
If they listen this long, God bless if God, you have.
But they will. They will because I hope so. Hello to the people that listen this long. You're my friends forever, eternally.
And never.
Never. All right. Well, I know we kind of have been talking a while. Whoops. Well, that's what happens when you don't have wine. But yeah, I like to end every podcast with a favorite book, podcast, or now I have to ask music for music lovers, or you can answer all three. I know you are a reader. I have a book on my nightstand that I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, I am definitely an avid reader.
Pulling up her phone right now. She's getting it.
I am getting it because, oh gosh, I keep lists of books in my phone because I'm always reading. And let's see, I have so many books that I absolutely adore. It would be really, really hard for me to narrow them down. But
Top three.
I'm going to say... Love Does by Bob Goff. I think I will also say
this is hurting her to
this
pick.
Is can, you guys
you,
have
if you can't see it
you have no idea. I really loved The Moment of Lift by Melinda Gates last year. I really loved a book called The Ministry of Ordinary Places by Shannon Martin. And let me just look at one more list real quick. Okay, Anna, just hang on. Let's see. Oh, there's a book called, Unoffended by Brant Hansen. And I just love the way that he approaches the idea of anger. Yeah, I'm always reading and I'm always listening to podcasts. Same with podcasts. I can't tell you my top favorites. Because there's too many of them, and I needed to be prepared for that question, Anna.
I'm so sorry. Do you have one or two that just pop out?
Yes. Invisibilia.
But yes.
But yes, I do. Actually, thanks for asking. Invisibilia, I would suggest listening to The Problem with the Solution. I would listen to the one on emotions and the one on pain. Mm. That is a very interesting one. And not
Did
necessarily.
You tell me to listen to that one?
Probably. I mean, like I try to tell everyone that I know to listen to it.
The Fifth Vital Sign?
Yes.
Yes, I have listened to that from your recommendation. It is a very good podcast.
Very, very interesting. So, I love Invisibilia. I don't listen to it every single week or day, however often they put it out, but they have some really interesting topics. I don't know. There's so many. There's so many good podcasts. I really. I'm always listening and I'm always reading. And because of that, it's hard for me to.
Oh, yeah. I have a podcast for you.
What?
It's the Tim Ferriss Show.
I know Tim Ferriss.
You know, okay. Well,
not personally, but
he's my best friend. And he did a podcast with Brené Brown.
Brené. If you haven't listened to Brené, you got to get some Brené.
Power of Vulnerability. I think it's her TED Talk.
Yes.
Or her book. Or both.
Well, I think that's her TED Talk. And she's like, if you haven't listened to her TED Talk, people, go listen to her TED Talk. Would you right now stop listening to us blather on and go listen to Brené Brown?
Pause it, but come back.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, pause it and then come back. Yeah, Brené is amazing. You can hear her on a variety of different podcasts because she's oftentimes a guest. And I absolutely adore her.
Yeah, this particular one. I have listened to podcasts frequently. I listen to Audible on my way to work. I'll go back and forth. And this particular one, I stopped it and listened to it at home in my room by myself and took notes for an hour. I just thought it was fabulous. So it was with Tim Ferriss and Brené Brown, and she's coming out with her own podcast, actually.
Oh,
I know. This month. So.
Thank the Lord,
I know,
Jesus.
She needs to put out some opinions because I love the way she thinks. So that's my podcast recommendation for you. It was fantastic.
I can't wait. I'm going to listen on my way home.
Yes. I listened to it twice, so I was very enthralled with it.
The only podcast that I can think of that I've listened to twice was it's called For the Love Podcast with Jen Hatmaker, and she interviews Bob Goff, who is the author of Love Does, the book that I recommended a couple minutes ago. And Bob Goff is a person like I don't know him personally. I wish I did. I've never heard of anyone like him before. And I've listened to their episode twice because I just love how that man thinks and the way that he sees the world is
incredible.
Amazing.
Yeah. There's not many, there's some people that just knock you off and you're like,
Yep.
I don't know how you think. It's not how they think. It's how they articulate how they think.
Yes.
I think a lot of people share that, but they just, like me, I struggle with saying exactly how I mean.
Yeah.
And I'll hear myself say it. I'm like, that's not really how I feel 100% though. Mm-hmm. But some people, they have power. They can use words powerfully, and
yes,
it's wonderful to listen to.
Yes.
So that is cool. That is, so now everyone's just probably stop listening to how cool we are and start writing down these notes on these other people to listen to.
Right.
But now you have thoughts. I love listening to, I like knowing what people love.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good for people to, if they're trying to listen and get to know you, to know what you love and maybe dive a little deeper into those avenues. And then they have something to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot to talk to you about, actually.
Mm.
Maybe one or two things. One or two things. Number one, how are you so cool? That's the answer.
Stop it.
Man, we've been talking for a minute. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to the people? This is your platform.
No, I'm gonna make the pain stop right now, you people. I'm gonna do that for you. You're welcome.
Cut this one off. All right. Well, Amy, thank you for sitting down, and I hope everyone gets a little bit something good out of this podcast with you. And I know I did. I know I got something good.
Okay.
I'll always end things really weird and awkward. That's my way. I don't know why I said it in that weird voice. Don't know why I'm still speaking like this, but here it is.
All right. Thanks, Anna.
Hey guys, I hope you got to enjoy learning a little bit more about Amy King. She's absolutely one of my favorite people on this planet, and I hope you guys got a chance to hear that. Anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Enjoy the rest of your week.